Shalom Aleichem, good night of Shabbos. In this week's parasha, in the end of the parasha, during the story with Aaron and Miriam, they spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah says, "Ish Moshe Anav Ma'od." And Bemis, there's a Peladik Akasha, because this is the only place in the Torah where the Torah Kedosha describes the Anav of Moshe Rabbeinu. Bechlal, it's the only place in the Torah where the Torah really describes anything about Moshe Rabbeinu's midas characteristics. We know that all Rabbi Zenu, Maral, Ruchaim Velozin, in the beginning of Ruach Chaim, and Ova speaks out that the sibo of Moshe Rabbeinu was the Mekabel HaTorah was because of his infinite Anova. He explains over there that when a person has a kli, when a person has a receptacle, and you want to pour something into it, so the amount that could be placed in the receptacle is a function of how thick the walls are. The thicker the walls are, there's less room to put in volume. The thinner the walls are, there's infinitely, if a person would be able, there's infinitely more space if a person would be able to create a super micro thin material. So then all the containers would be able to receive and be mekabel that much more. Moshe Rabbeinu had almost no walls. He had almost nothing to him. So he was the greatest mekabel. The Ruach Chaim Volozhin writes that if somebody today would have the Anava of Moshe Rabbeinu, he was zecher to be mekabel the Torah. The Maral writes in countless places that Moshe Rabbeinu's Anava and his batlus HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the cause. And yet, we find that the Torah chose to tell us about Moshe Rabbeinu's Anava dafka over here in the parashah. When it said Moshe Ola Elokim, it should have said that Moshe Rabbeinu was an incredible Anav, and that's why he was the one who was Zeicha to be Mekabel the Torah. Hadavar Omer Darsheni. The Rambam, in the end of Hilchos Tumas Saras, Perek Tazayin, Mamash at the end, answers the question. The Rambam says that brings a Kal Vachomer from the Aver, from the quote unquote Lashon Hara of Miriam. Zocher es ha'osha Hashem alakechel to Miriam baderech. Harei u oimer, zok the Rambam hizboinu. Pay attention to what happened to Miriam. Then he says a kal v'chomer. Ma adoch Miriam. Shehi bach, she gedele v'yad b'shar. She was older than him. So if you about she was the older sister, she had a right to say Musa. A. B. V'gid lo yisa b'rkah, she brought him up. C. V'sikr na'atzma l'asil mayam. She saved him. Four, he lo dibro b'gnusay. She didn't come to speak badly about him. Ela tas, she made a mistake. Shehishvis. She made a mistake hashkafically. She didn't have the right harocha for him because she compared him to the other neviim. Five, fuhulahir makbid. He wasn't even makbid. Etc. Since the Rambam, there are five factors which are makel to Miriam. She was the older sister. She brought him up. She saved him. She wasn't mechavin bechal to do anything bad. And beikar, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't makbid. Why? Because Ish Moshe Anav Moed. State in the Rambam that the Torah Kedosha says that Ish Moshe Anav Moed is coming to tell us that he wasn't makbid. By the way, it's before. Rashi says over here, Ish Moshe Anav Moed. Rashi's Anav is a savlon. It's very interesting. The Gemara says that, what do you mean he was a sovereign? He was sovel what? He was sovel somebody, quote unquote, didn't hold of him. He was sovel, quote unquote, somebody didn't, what insulted him, quote unquote. It's very interesting. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Lo'ilam tiyeh anvesam kehillav lo tiyeh kapdon. State that kapdonus is the opposite of anava. But more than that, the Gemara says in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis that the reason why halacha is Beis Hillel because they're aluvin. They're prepared to take insults, says Rashi, Savlonim. So it's beautiful. By us, it says he was the Rambam says that his Anova was the reason why he wasn't captain. On what she said. Rashi says over here by us that Anov means a Savlon. The Gemara says that Anvison Kehillel, the Midah of Hillel was Anova. And the Gemara says in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, that's why he was Aluvin. That's why he was a Savlon. Because he was able to absorb insults. He was able to absorb somebody in hold of him. Shtei Mefurish that the Anova of Hillel caused him to be aluvim, ability to absorb somebody else's insult, because he was a Savlon. That's not what Rashi says over here. Rashi's saying over here like the Rambam. He was an Anav, he was a Savlin, and he was therefore able to absorb that Aaron and Miriam didn't hold of him. That's a fair Niflamoid. Anav Savlin. It means in Rashi over here, the Rambam is what the Rambam says. That the reason why the Torah Kedosha brought down that the Ishmael Anav Moed over here was to tell us that he was a Savlin, he was a Aluvin, he wasn't Makbid, the Oilin Tia Anvis of Kehillah, like Kapdan Kishamai, because the Anava of Hillel caused Hillel to be a Savlin, to be a Aluvin. First of all, state the Moed Gazach. In the Torah Kedosha, it was quote unquote more important for the Torah to tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu's Anava caused his non-hakpada, Kilu, we'll say it in Azan Nusach, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Anava caused it to be Makabal Torah. The Torah Kedosha left that to Chaim Volozhin and the Maral to teach us over the Doris. You'll find out already, Torah Misina, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Anava caused him. But that Moshe Rabbeinu's Anava caused him, that he wasn't a kapdan, oh, that the Torah had to stress. And that's why in the middle of the story, Zok the Rambam, the Torah says he wasn't Makbid anyway. But the question really is, why Taka is Anava a reason? That means it was critical for the Torah to tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu's Anava was more critical for the Torah to tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu's Anava was the cause of his not kabbalas, of his savlanos, more than telling us that Moshe Rabbeinu's Anava was the cause of his kabbalas haTorah. That's mavelalavayim. But what really needs to be examined is why Taka does Does Anova cause Savlonis? Why does Anova cause a lack of Kapdonis? Who lo haya makbid, says the Rambam. Well, the Pshat Sofer HaPashit. What was the Kepeda? Where do all Kepedas come from? They made a mistake. Miriam and Aviyah made a mistake. The Rambam says, Toss. Miriam and Aviyah made a mistake. And she compared him to all the other Nevi'im. So there's a lack of appreciation for what Moshe Rabbeinu was. By the way, Moshe Rabbeinu knew what he was. So she didn't hold of him enough. She held of him. She was an older sister. She knew what Moshe Rabbeinu was, but she didn't hold of him enough. She made a mistake, the Rambam says. So why wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu insulted? Because he didn't hold of himself. That's where the Anova kicks in. But what's the Oimek? Anova, the sort of Anova, is not being Odom L'chaveiro. The Gemara says in Saita that of course, Bochus says about a Bar Gaiva that I can't live in the same world as the Bar Gaiva. Why? Because Bar Gaiva is a denial of the person being created. Avolbi writes, a Bar Gaiva is a denial of a person's nivraos. A Bar Gaiva is a denial of the fact that a person is a created being. A person who feels and lives with the cognizance and the awareness that they were created recognize that everything they have is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing of their own. They didn't bring themselves into the world. They didn't give themselves their talent. They're just a kli for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha. We do our best to use it the right way. So Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't insulted when somebody didn't hold of him because he didn't hold of himself, mitzad himself. He knew what he had. That for sure drove him in his responsibilities and his achrayus to become the Moshe Rabbeinu that he was. So the anava of Moshe Rabbeinu means the recognition that everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't own his milus is the reason why he wasn't a kapdan. You know, people, the whole world's full of kapdanos. People say that, oi, I'm makbid in this world and the next. I'm not mechel. I always say that, okay, male in this world, but you think in the next world, anybody's going to be interested in the sibah why you were makbid and the narishkeit that you were makbid about. Hakpada comes from a person feeling a lack of respect. Anava means that I don't hold on myself, not because I'm nebuch, not because of verbinach. Anava means that a person recognizes everything he has is from the Eibishter. So there's nothing to be insulted by somebody not holding of you because we don't hold of ourselves. We don't own what we have. So whether the other person holds it or not doesn't make the slightest difference because anyway, it's not ours. That's the yisoid of savlonis. That's the yisoid of lack of kapdonis. That's the yisoid of that anava Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't own it. And the emphasis is that the source of all midrashos come from the gaiva. This week's parasha, Parashas Nasoi, the inyan of the Nazir, the Gemara says in the Dharm Daf Tesa Mebeis, Shimon HaTzadik never ate from Nazir Shabbat, never ate from Asham Naziris. He didn't believe that the Nazir meant it. Except for one Asham Naziris of the Nazir Shabbat. What was he? He was shepherding his father's sheep, says the Gemara in the Dharm Daf Tesa, and he saw his reflection in the well. when he came to give the herd to drink. Pachas his Yetzirah started to feel good about himself. He started to feel his guf. He started to have taivas. See, he said to the Yetzirah, why are you being a balgaiva on a world that's not yours? I mean, what do you mean to say? What do you have taivas for? What are you pushing yourself for? You're a balbas on the world. You brought yourself into the world. You were given the world. You don't own it. All taivas, all midas rois come from a person feeling that he owns it. He can do whatever he wants with the world. So he can take whatever he wants. He can desire whatever he wants. And he can insult it whenever he wants. Because he didn't hold of himself either. Guten Shabbos, Kol Tov.